gave gifts of land, and the monks in return prayed for their souls. Often, when the land came into the possession of the monks, it was covered with swamps or forests, but by unwearying labor the swamps were drained, and the forests felled, and soon smiling fields appeared, where before there was only a wilderness. Above is the picture of a German monastery, at the close of the Middle Ages. There we see the strong wall, surrounded by a ditch, enclosing the buildings and protecting the monastery from attack. To enter the enclosure we must cross the bridge and present ourselves at the gate. When we have passed this, we see to the left stables for cattle and horses, while to the right are gardens of herbs for the cure of the sick. Nearby is the monk's graveyard, with the graves marked by little crosses. In the center of the enclosure are workshops, where the monks work at different trades. The tall building with the spires crowned with the figures of saints is the church, where the monks hold services at regular intervals throughout the day and night. Adjoining this, in the form of a square, are the buildings in which the monks sleep and eat. This is the cloister, and is the principal part of the monastery. In southern lands, this inner square or cloister was usually surrounded on all sides by a porch or piazza, the roof of which was supported on long rows of pillars, and here the monks might pace to and fro in quiet talk when the duties of worship and labor did not occupy their time. In addition to these buildings, there are many others which we cannot stop to describe. Some are used to carry on the work of the monastery. Some are for the use of the abbot, who is the ruler of the monks. Some are hospitals for the sick, and some are guest chambers, where travelers are lodged overnight. In the guest chambers, the travelers might sleep undisturbed all the night through, but it was not so with the monks. They must begin their worship long before the sun was up. Soon after midnight, the bell of the monastery rings, the monks rise from their hard beds and gather in the church to recite prayers, read portions of the Bible, and sing psalms. Not less than 12 of the psalms of the Old Testament must be read each night at this service. At daybreak again the bell rings, and once more the monks gather in the church. This is the first of the 7 services which are held during the day. The others come at 7 o'clock in the morning, at 9 o'clock, at noon, at 3 in the afternoon, at 6 o'clock, and at bedtime. At each of these there are prayers, reading from the scriptures, and chanting of psalms. Latin was the only language used in the church services of the West in the Middle Ages, so the Bible was read, the psalms sung, and the prayers recited in this tongue. The services are so arranged that in the course of every week the entire Psalter, or psalm book, is gone through. Then, at the Sunday night service, they begin again. Besides these services, there are many other things which the monks must do. "Idleness," wrote St. Benedict, "is the enemy of the soul." So it was arranged that at fixed hours during the day the monks should labor with their hands. Some plowed the fields, harrowed them, and planted and harvested the grain. Others worked at various trades in the workshops of the monasteries. If any brother showed too much pride in his work, and put himself above the others because of his skill, he was made to work at something else. The monks must be humble at all times. A monk